Let me backtrack a bit. Each year as coaches, we had a draft. Unfortunately, I got stuck in traffic after work and arrived 15 minutes late. As a result, I was penalized with the last pick of all the coaches, which I really didn't mind. Fast forward. Because I had the last pick, once the draft was over, I was given the one player that nobody wanted on their team. This player had been playing for several years and had never gotten a hit. In fact, he had never even made contact with the ball. He wore thick glasses, and I always wondered if his eyesight was a factor. My coaching style was different from most. I wanted to get to know not only the kids, but also their parents. Meeting Ken, a new challenge. When I met this child's parent, it didn't go as expected. While most parents ask questions or make comments about their child's talent and desired position, this parent said to me, "Mark, you have your hands full. My son is not a baseball player, and I think this will be his last year playing. I just don't see how it's good for his morale or growth." I just listened and made one comment to the father. "My job is this season. What you do next season is up to you. My goal is to do the best I can with your son, and with our success, hopefully, you will change your mind." What followed truly disappointed me. It actually made me mad. The father laughed at me, turned his back, and walked away, right in front of his child. Practice begins. Extra effort for Ken. The season started, and I was upset by what this father had said, especially in front of his child. I never allowed the father to know it upset me. For those who may not know, in Little League, at the early years, every player has a minimum number of innings they must play. Ken always played the bare minimum and was always last to bat. I pulled the father aside at the first practice, asking if it would be okay to keep Ken an extra 30 minutes for one-on-one workouts. I didn't know what to expect regarding his response, but happily, he welcomed the opportunity, and the extra practice began. I told Ken, and he was excited. What amazed me about Ken was that despite all the defeat and knowing he wasn't a good baseball player, he never once gave me the sense that he was giving up. On the contrary, Ken was more than excited and told me he hoped to one day be a leadoff hitter. The life lesson with Ken is that dreaming positive thoughts can and will aid in the potential for success, while thinking negative thoughts definitely affects your ability to succeed. The struggle. Patience and creativity. Practice after practice, I found myself asking, "What did I get myself into here?" Ken had the worst swing, although I did see improvement. He was positive with every swing, and that was what was driving me as his coach. At one point, I started throwing the ball, just hoping I would hit the bat. That's how frustrating it was. I never once let Ken know my frustration. Ken's swing was so unlevel that I decided to try something new at the next practice. My kids were watching cartoons, and in the show, there was an action scene in slow motion. I had an idea. I brought a hitting stand to the next practice and asked Ken to pretend he was a superhero swinging in slow motion, trying to hit the ball. It worked. I looked around for the father, but he was on the phone. I yelled, "Ken, hit the ball! Ken, hit the ball! Ken, hit the ball!" The father was on an important business call and couldn't share his emotion. At least, that's what he told me. We repeated this routine over and over, what felt like 1,000 times, gradually increasing Ken's speed. Guess what? He was figuring it out. I couldn't explain how I felt.